The following program is pre-recorded.
Hello, I'm Jeff Butt, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. Welcome to the first episode of the WBDG Friday Drive at 5. With the WBDG studio shut down, we have all missed hearing some of our favorite programs, and definitely our favorite on-air personalities. One of those, of course, is Emerson Allen and his School Talk with Emerson program that keeps us all updated on Friday mornings. So, as the 2019-20 school year wraps up, and we prepare for an uncertain 2020-21 beginning, Mr. Easter and I wanted to use the WBDG airwaves to share with you our Friday Drive at 5 updates. Each Friday, we will be sharing updates from the MSD of Wayne Township regarding what's happening this weekend, next week, and beyond. We also want for this update to include the most up-to-date information about how COVID-19 is and will impact school. Because these updates are pre-recorded on Thursday, any new guidance that Governor Holcomb provides at his 2:30 press conference each Friday will be incorporated into the following week's update. Now, the pandemic drastically changed the last 9 weeks of the 2019-20 school year. And I believe, based on the conversations with the Marion County Health Department, the Office of the Mayor of Indianapolis, the Indiana Department of Education, and superintendents from across the Midwest, the 2020-2021 school year will be a year like we have never seen. We know that we will have to continue to address the spread of this virus and modify, as necessary, as circumstances change. Have you been trying to contact any of our schools lately, only to hear a pre-recorded message on the other end? Or stopped by one of our buildings to see the sign that says, closed until July 6th? Well, that's because our front office staff have also been out of the office since March 13th, just like our students. And just like our students, they have been doing everything they are able to do remotely. In accordance with the governor's Back on Track Indiana plan, stage 3 for Marion County begins Monday, June the 3rd. On that date, we will have staff back in the offices of our schools and of our district buildings. We'll still be closed to the public by executive order until July, but you will be able to contact them by phone or email for all of your questions regarding the end of this year and the beginning of next school year. Have you been wondering how we are preparing for next year? Well, currently in the MSD of Wayne Township, the Roadmap Back to School Task Force is preparing for multiple scenarios next year. This task force has 7 subcommittees and includes 190 individuals representing 17 different areas and levels in the district. These subcommittees are developing protocols and recommendations that will be presented to the Board of Education as we consider moving forward. The 7 committees include the Pandemic Response Committee, Mental Health and Wellness Committee, Return to Instruction Committee, the Post-Secondary Pathway Committee, Facilities Committee, School Operations Committee, and our Technology Committee. In each of these committees, we are building protocols and recommendations for the following possible scenarios. The first, returning to school in person on the approved calendar date of July 27th for staff and July 29th for students. The second, returning to school in person on the approved calendar dates and then shifting to remote learning in the fall or the winter due to the virus. The third, returning to school in person on the approved calendar dates and then shifting to remote learning by individual building if a case in that building happens to be discovered. Number 4, returning to school in person after Labor Day with a revised school calendar that would reduce breaks and vacations. Number 5, returning to school virtually in July and then in person in October after fall break. Number 6, returning to school on a modified schedule that could include any variation of the following: 2 days in school, 3 days virtual each week, or 2 days in person with extended hours to exceed 51% of in-person instruction, or attending in person 1 week every 3 weeks. Number 7, some students returning physically while others remain receiving their instruction remotely. And finally, we are looking at any and all variations of the previous scenarios. At this time, we do not know how much flexibility we will have on any of these options. We continue to monitor the guidance from President Trump, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Governor Holcomb, the Indiana State Health Department, Mayor Hogsett, and the Marion County Public Health Department. We also know that each county could open with different timeframes and requirements, much like we have seen with Governor Holcomb's Back on Track Indiana stages and Mayor Hogsett's plan to open Indianapolis. We are meeting frequently with other leaders across Indiana in the government, school, and healthcare sectors as we stay current with the very fluid nature of this pandemic and its many variables. Currently, the governor has shared that he will provide more guidance on July 3rd. However, we have requested guidance earlier in June so that we can share more details with you as you prepare as well for the 2020-21 school year. Now, shifting gears. In March, we reached out to our community for coolers that would allow us to transport meals on our school buses. It was no surprise that we had over 400 coolers donated, and we are now ready to return those to their owners. In early April, we relocated all coolers to the Ben Davis University Wayne Township Preschool Gymnasium and had them sanitized. They have been safely in the gym with no human interaction for over a month. And as a result, we are confident that they are safe to return. So this Saturday, May the 23rd, we will have staff available between 9:30 and 1:30 p.m. Please enter the BDU Wayne Township campus and proceed to the west side of the building. Proceed to the east side of the building. That's the side that faces I-465. The gymnasium is located between the entrances to Ben Davis University High School and the Wayne Township Preschool, doors 8B and 8C. The following steps will be taken for the safety of all involved. Number one, all workers will be masked and gloved. Number two, we're asking vehicles to please pull up along the curb with the passenger side facing the building. Number three, we're asking all occupants of the vehicle to have a mask on. Number four, please roll down your window and give the worker your name and how many coolers that you let us borrow. Just a reminder that some of the donated coolers may have an organization's name on them as well or instead of a last name. Number five, the worker will radio into the gymnasium and your coolers will be delivered to the curb beside your vehicle. And then number six, once the worker delivers your coolers to the curb, you'll be asked to please exit your vehicle and load your coolers into the vehicle before you depart. We have a couple dozen coolers with no names on them, and many have also shared that they do not want their cooler back. If this is the case, thank you so much. We'll be sure to distribute them to our schools and use them for events and activities. Once again, we want to thank our entire community for your generosity in letting us borrow your coolers over the past several months. With your help, we have been able to serve over 300,000 meals to our children since March 16th. Speaking of those 300,000 meals, as we prepare to conclude the 2019-2020 school year, the last day for meal pickup this school year will be next Friday, May the 29th. Our child nutrition staff will take 2 weeks to prepare for and shift to our summer servings program. No meals will be distributed during the weeks of June 1st or June 8th, and meal distribution will begin again on June the 15th. As a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the federal and state guidance we have recently received, we will not be utilizing our food buses or serving at remote sites as we have during past summers. Instead, we will begin our summer servings program at Bridgeport Elementary, Chapelwood Elementary, Garden City Elementary, and Stoutfield Elementary on June the 15th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The pickup procedure will remain the same as the procedures we are currently using and that you are used to. Because of recent changes to the summer servings program by the USDA, children will not need to be present and food does not need to be consumed at the serving location. We have not set a concluding date due to the uncertainty of the beginning of the 2020-21 school year. Now, can we all just stop and give the class of 2020 a huge round of applause. This group of amazing young men and women have missed so much. What a way to end their senior year. However, they have also shown amazing grit as they have finished their last semester in high school and as they prepare for the next chapters in their life. Although we've had the opportunity to recognize our top 30 at Ben Davis High School and top 14 at Ben Davis University High School, we have much more to come. Around June 1st, two billboards in the MSD of Wayne Township boundaries will recognize our class of 2020. The first person to identify and post a picture of each billboard with the hashtag #WeAreWayne will receive a gift card purchased by me to one of our Wayne Township small businesses. Two billboards, two gift cards. If it's on Facebook, make sure to tag me. So be on the lookout for both of those billboards around June the 1st. Also, I am very excited about this opportunity. We have worked with IPL for the past month on this one. After a suggestion from one of our parents, City County Counselor and Ben Davis High School alumnus Jared Evans connected us with IPL. As a result of several communications, IPL will be celebrating the MSD of Wayne Township Class of 2020. Ben Davis High School will be recognized on June 5th after their virtual graduation, and Ben Davis University High School will be recognized on June 6th after their virtual graduation and drive-through diploma distribution and picture opportunity. If you are able, you can drive to Monument Circle or park nearby and walk to the circle on the designated evening to get a picture under the lights, maybe in your cap and gown. Please be aware of the lane and road closures that have recently occurred downtown to accommodate outdoor dining. We also want to ask everyone to please continue to follow the CDC guidelines and to maintain your social distancing as you are down on Monument Circle. Have fun with it. Make it a memorable experience, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is a recognition that no other class has ever experienced. Congratulations to the class of 2020. Now, in addition to virtual graduation, we do have our diploma pickup process. As part of that process, we have set up the opportunity at both high school campuses. Specific information was sent home to each graduate this past Wednesday by their principal. Graduates and their immediate families will have two options to choose from. The first will be a drive-through diploma pickup only with no picture on stage. And the second will be a drive-through diploma pickup option with a picture on stage with the principal and myself. These drive-through graduations are scheduled during a 13-hour window on Saturday, June the 6th, and a 13-hour window on Sunday, June the 7th. While this isn't a traditional graduation, we are glad we can provide a community experience with the virtual graduation, a recognition on Monument Circle, and an individual opportunity to go on the stage, have a picture with the administration in person while wearing the cap and gown and holding a diploma. Also, on Wednesday, June the 3rd, over 500 staff members will be participating in the staff parade. We all have felt the loss of not being able to say goodbye to our students at the end of the school year. And we know that many of our students want to say goodbye to their teachers and to school staff. So the MSD of Wayne Township staff will cover over 100 bus routes through our neighborhoods on Wednesday, June the 3rd, starting at 6 p.m. Staff from preschool through the high school will begin at each of the 11 elementary schools and follow routes based on our existing bus routes. Preschool and secondary staff will join their elementary colleagues at the feeder schools. The staff will have their cars decorated with signs and balloons, streamers, and maybe more. And while each staff member may not see all of their students, they would love to see you in your front yard, holding signs and waving as they honk their horns while driving by. We expect each parade to last 60 to 90 minutes. Elementary principals are designing our routes, so for more information, please contact our elementary principals. Finally, it is hard to believe that our students and staff have not walked the hallways of our schools since March the 12th. Had we known that that would be our last day, we would have asked everyone to clean out their desks and lockers as though it was the end of the year. However, our students' personal effects have been safely stored where they left them. And now, we're preparing to return them. Again, the governor's executive order has schools closed until July the 1st. However, parents recently received a message with details on how students will be retrieving their personal belongings and what items they will need to return to the school. This process will begin on Monday, July the 6th, and will take several days or weeks, depending on the building, in order to comply with the prescribed guidelines. Building principals should be contacted for more information. Phew! There is a lot happening right now in our district and our schools. I want to thank you for joining me for this first episode of the WBDG Drive at 5. Please stay well, please stay safe, and I look forward to seeing you back in our schools as soon as we are able. Tune in again next week to Giant 90.9 for our most recent updates. Have a great weekend.